John, good to see you. This is my last bill signing. Oh, come on. Come on. Give me something here. All right. Well, thank you. It's been an honor to serve with all of you, and we have some important bills to sign today. I want to thank not only Speaker Bush and President Miller, but all of the members of the House of Delegates and also the State Senate who are here. You'd be very sore-pressed to look around our nation and see another state that has managed to move forward on so many ways that we have on job creation, on sustainability, on the skills of our people, the health of our people. And I'm very, very proud to have been able to serve with all of you. You reflect the goodness of the people of Maryland, and I will always be grateful for the privilege of having served at your side. Among the important bills we have to sign today is a law that will do more to protect and preserve more of our state's wildlands than ever before. I understand that we have preserved now over these last 7 years as much open space as is equivalent to the entire land area of Colbert County. Of course, it's all over the place, but that is a legacy and a responsibility for the future. Our latest state budget for fiscal year 2015 is going to do more to expand opportunity and grow jobs for all of Maryland's families, just as our grandparents and our parents understood. When we invest in infrastructure, when we invest in building new schools and upgrading our water and wastewater treatment plants, all of these things create jobs. With a record $6.1 billion invested in education, we also are going to be signing more job-creating tax credits for emerging sectors like life science, biotech, cyber, and R&D in our universities, record investments in small business, minority-owned business, women-owned business. We've made the right choices to move our state forward so that we would not slip back. And we've also cut $670 million to streamline our government, make it more efficient and effective. I do believe the executive branch now has fewer employees per capita than at any time since 1973. And we also have an important bill today that will ban discrimination against transgender individuals in employment, housing, credit, and public places. We are closer today to creating that open, respectful, inclusive world that we want for all of our children. But this bill moves us another step closer to that vision and to that reality. Maryland will join many other states that have already passed this sort of bill. And with that, let me also thank the able staff who keep all of this going. Jean Hitchcock in our Office of Legislative Affairs and all of her good folks, and also everyone, Kristen Jones in the Speaker's Office, and Vicki Gruber in the Senate President's Office. These are the people that, as all of the delegates and senators know, fine-tune the violin of statecraft here. And so, Mr. President, thoughts?
Just very briefly, as I look around the room, I see some people here that Rich Madalena, I want to thank you for helping us evolve on issues, particularly civil rights. Richard, it's really amazing but what you have done for the Catherine Pugh pushed us so hard along the way. And Jenny, thank you for having a business agenda as well as a labor agenda, helping us move forward with the package we're signing today. And Peter Murphy, thank you for your gentleness and helping us move forward, recognizing Indian rights. Nancy King, thank you for being a budget guru and helping us move through tough times. And Senator Benson, thank you for your voice. And Senator Mano, thank you for recognizing the working men and women of our state. And each and every one of you, the House and the Senate, I've been very privileged to work with this governor for 8 years, the House members for 8 years. And we've had a very productive 8 years. There's no easy answer to what we do in government. We've had a lot of tough things to do, but we've done it. We've done it well. I'm very proud to be a part and work with each and every one of you, and I say thank you. And I hope each and every of you come back and look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mr. President. Mr. Speaker, and you're joined by your two top aides, I see, this morning.
It's a special day for my family. My two daughters are over there in the corner, Aaron and Megan, and they testified on a bill that was sponsored by Delegate Dumais about sports industry injuries for women that are almost five times more prevalent than they are in men, and it's a task force that studied. Unfortunately, both my daughters had to experience operations, ACL operations, and both have recovered greatly, but they will be here today with two other athletes from Anne Arundel County to be here for bill signing. But I do want to thank the members of the House that are here, particularly Chairman McIntosh. Governor, you know that you've probably had the most progressive environmental agenda of any administration in this century and the century before, and much of that has come through the Environmental Matters Committee and has been championed by the chairman and her committee members. I see Delegate Lafferty here as well. But they've done a wonderful job in that area. You've had one of the best and most aggressive energy policies, progressive. And I think both the Senate and the House can take a lot of pride in championing those alternative energy bills through the Maryland General Assembly. And a lot of the legislators here had a lot to do with that, obviously. But I also want to mention we finished up 8 years together, the three of us. And there's some turbulent times and some times when I sat in the office trying to figure out how to get to 71 votes. And some of the senators were in the House at the time. And when you think back upon bills like the DREAM Act, which were very contentious at the time, petition and referendum, and 64% of the voters supported the fact that kids that grew up in the state of Maryland, went to our schools, qualified to get into our public institutions, would get in-state tuition. It was a great achievement. Civil marriage, which passed, which the Marriage Equality Act, which I think that as we struggled with that, no one knew whether that was going to pass or not until the very last moment. And to get 71 votes on the floor of the House and one of the most compelling debates was a great achievement. Gun safety legislation. You know, when you think that we've put $25 million in to protect our schools, licensed fire handguns, and keep them out of the hands of the mentally challenged, it's a great achievement for the state of Maryland. And you go on and on with medical marijuana and the decriminalization of marijuana. All those bills play a huge role in making Maryland, putting Maryland in the forefront when you compare it to other states around the country. And it's really because of your leadership and because of the legislators that are out there today that have worked so very hard to do it. And I'd like to thank President Miller because he has been a great leader and has helped me along through my tenure as Speaker of the House and some very tough votes. So I want to thank both you and the President of the Senate. Thank you very much.